This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
My strong hope is that he will be more vehement publicly. He certainly expressed to me that he is disheartened by the demoralizing and abhorrent comments made by President Trump about the judiciary.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Representative Richard Blumenthal. Today, saying that Gorsuch, the latest Supreme Court nominee by the president, that Neil Gorsuch is disheartened and demoralized and abhorrent comments that Trump made about the judiciary. Now, let me just dig into this. By the way, the number here, let me just give it to you right away. It's 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. So, here's the latest. Now, this was reported this morning, Wall Street Journal. By the way, this was last night. This story started trending last night. It was interesting to me because I thought to myself, well, there's two different aspects to this story. Let me just back up here, okay? Today's Wall Street Journal. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch on Wednesday called President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the judiciary demoralizing and disheartening. In a closed-door meeting with Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, the senator said. Now, this was a story last night. Last night, the story was that Neil Gorsuch met with Blumenthal in a closed-door session, and then Blumenthal came out and said this. Now, the remarks were confirmed by the team charged with ensuring the judge's confirmation. By the way, part of this team is Kelly Ayotte, who was also a never-Trumper. Okay, remember that. Mr. Blumenthal, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the former Connecticut Attorney General, said he asked Judge Gorsuch to respond to Mr. Trump's recent outburst after a federal judge temporarily blocked his executive order to suspend entry of travelers from seven majority Muslim countries out of national security concerns. The White House referred two requests for comment back to the confirmation team. Now, I just played for you Blumenthal's comments. Now, today, see, this is why Trump is so awesome, okay? Now, today, Trump has a meeting, okay, with leading Democrats. And sitting next to him is Heidi Huelscamp, I'm sorry. And Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and the Nebraska Senator Heidi Huelscamp. I always butcher names, and I forgive me. At any rate, so just as the meeting is winding down, and I really wish I could, and I'll try to explain as best I can, because you know you're just going to hear the audio portion of this, which is in and of itself awesome. However, if you see the faces of the Democrat senators that are next to him, they are appalled, to say the least. Okay? But, so let me play this for you. This is Donald Trump responding to Richard Blumenthal. Okay? Now, remember one thing in listening to this. Let me remind you. Richard Blumenthal, when he ran for the Senate, he famously talked about his service in Vietnam, that he was that he served in Vietnam. It was later we found out that it was a complete lie, that he never served in Vietnam, and that actually, he was stateside during the war, never went to Vietnam. Okay? It's kind of like Hillary Clinton saying that she was under fire in Bosnia. Now, here's Donald Trump's response. I want you to listen to this.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, wait a minute.
You misrepresented his comments.
I would ask you what your thoughts were, sir.
His comments were misrepresented, and what you should do is...
Okay, so he's saying his comments were misrepresented. Basically, he's saying he lied. He lied. How can I trust him? Because ask Blumenthal about his Vietnam record, Trump says. He's like, ask him about his Vietnam record. You want to know about...
Ask Senator Blumenthal about his Vietnam record that didn't exist after years of saying it did. So ask Senator Blumenthal about his Vietnam record. He misrepresented that just like he misrepresented Judge Gorsuch. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Ah! I saw that and I was like, oh my goodness gracious. See, that's what we voted for. That's why he won. Because he does that. He'll go there. Well, everybody else would be like, ooh, I can't say anything, and I don't want to talk about the fact that the guy's a liar. This is why people hate politicians. Okay? This is why they hate politicians. Because they're all liars. Seriously. All of them. All of them. Right, now I want you to listen to Blumenthal. He was asked about lying on his about whether lying about his military record damages his credibility. Now, listen, of course, he doesn't answer the question, but I want you to listen to it.
So first we have a credibility attack, and then we have an attack on the facts. What is your response to the President of the United States saying you should not be believed, you misrepresented your military record in the past?
There's no question that Judge Gorsuch said to me that he found these attacks on the judiciary by the president to be disheartening and demoralizing. In fact, his spokesperson after the meeting confirmed it. He made the statement more than once. In fact, he has made that same statement to a number of my colleagues, including Senator Schumer. But I think that telling me that he finds these attacks to be demoralizing or disheartening behind closed doors is not enough. He needs to make that statement publicly and condemn this attack on the independence of the judiciary and show the American people that he will be independent.
Is that
Trump just shut him down? He shut him down. He shut the whole story down. See what he did? He's like, look, Blumenthal's a liar, lied about his military record. Go ask Blumenthal about Vietnam. Boom. Done. Bye-bye. Just completely shut him down. Don't go into a fight with Trump with a knife, because he's got a howitzer waiting for you. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to go over the Trump effect. in the last 24 hours. And by the way, this is a hat tip to Jeff Long, who posted this on Facebook. I basically stole it from him, but I want to give him credit. Here's a Trump effect captured in the last 24 hours. Number one, Pocahontas got sent to timeout. Betsy DeVos, number two, became education secretary. Number three, Arizona announces a $7 billion investment with a minimum of 10,000 new jobs. Number four, Melania Trump wins her libel suit against fake news. Number five, liberal biased ESPN is reporting massive losses in revenue. Number six, Iran removed their missiles from launching pads, backing down to American threats. Number seven, Ted Cruz, in his Bernie takedown, sent millions of snowflakes to bed in tears. And a new poll shows the majority and a growing support for Trump's refugee plans. Number nine, Pelosi says she will not be able to work with Bush. Number 10, Maxine Waters is crying for an emergency meeting of the UN to stop Putin's invasion of Korea. Number 11, Jeff Sessions was confirmed attorney general. Number 12, and a Democrat state senator from California admitted under oath via testimony that half his family and nearly all illegal aliens have fake IDs, fake Social Security cards, and fake driver's licenses. Of course, you would never know the wave of Trump victories by listening to the propagandist media. Yes, people, we are winning. Big league. Okay? But you would never know it. You would never know it. Because the media are so dishonest, as our fearless leader says. It's true. I mean, I love how they latch on to these stories. Of course, the latest is the whole deal with Blumenthal. Okay? Blumenthal. And I love how, by the way, I love how Blumenthal said this about Neil Gorsuch. And he never said them publicly. So I find it curious that Blumenthal would say this. I mean, when I first heard this story, I thought to myself, how bizarre. Why would Neil Gorsuch say this? Unless it's because he's trying to play both sides here. Maybe Neil Gorsuch is maybe he did say this to Blumenthal. You know, maybe he did. But I find it curious that Neil Gorsuch never said it publicly. So, it's odd. However, that being said, look, Republicans haven't always done a great job of picking Supreme Court justices. Case in point, John Roberts. But it goes further than that. You can talk about Chief Justice Berger. You can talk about the Warren Court. You can talk about White. Okay, you can talk about a lot of justices that were supposed to be conservative. They go to the court, and then lo and behold, they do whatever they want. By the way, for instance, the Nixon picks. Okay, probably the most conservative one was Rehnquist. But if you look at the other ones, again, if you look at Berger, Warren, White, although White was chosen by JFK, it turns out that these guys, that's why I always tell people with Supreme Court justices, just chill, because you don't know what they're going to do. Once they have this lifetime appointment, they can't be fired. They do whatever they want. They're like tenured professors. So I thought it was odd that he said that that Donald Trump's comments were demoralizing and abhorrent. Okay, those are the words that specifically he Well, he said disheartened, that the Gorsuch was disheartened by the demoralizing and abhorrent comments that Trump made about the judiciary. And by the way, this is nothing new. I keep hearing how Trump is speaking about the judiciary as if that's never happened in history. Really? Teddy Roosevelt? Andrew Jackson? I could go on and on. Maybe in modern times, but again, you can go back to Teddy Roosevelt, who was always yelling at people, going nuts, going after the media. This is nothing new, people. This is nothing new. And I keep hearing about the... And this, I keep hearing this from Republicans. When's he going to start acting presidential? Hey, this is him being presidential, people. For those people, let me explain to the Republicans out there who are concerned and are waiting for Trump to be presidential. It's not going to happen. This is him. And by the way, this is why he won. Don't you people get it? I mean, are you not paying attention to what's going on here? This is why he won. Because he rejected and vanquished all the beta males in the room. Okay? Finally, we have an alpha as president who wants to put America first. What a crazy concept. Huh. Wow. And then the media, always, every day, freaking out. And the snowflakes, the social justice warrior snowflakes, freaking out every day. I got no sympathy for you. Zero. Because this is exactly what we had to deal with for 8 years, people. Okay? And to all the people who say, we need to get along. No, we're not going to get along. No. Because elections have consequences, and you lost. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So it's worth remembering how this whole thing started. Let me take you back. Trump literally reads the immigration law during the speech to explain the ban. Because this whole thing started because he went on television. And part of this was the speech at the National Sheriff's Association, okay, where he just basically read the law. And just like I read the law to you a couple days ago, which is 8 U.S.C. 1182, which basically talks about the executive branch of the government. It's very clear. It's U.S. code. Now, I'm going to play this for you. But here's the interesting part. As I watched the news coverage last night, and of course it didn't surprise me, I watched the news coverage, and they completely edited the part out where he's reading the code. Because what he said was, he pushed back. Again, speaking before the National Sheriff's Association, he pushed back against this idea that his refugee ban was anything other than completely legal and justified. How did he do that? He simply read the law. He just read the law. And he said, even a bad high school student would understand this based on the law. He isn't wrong. He's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to play this video for you. I want you to listen because it's very clear. The law is on his side. Okay? This whole controversy with Blumenthal and the judges and the media is like, Trump is going after the judiciary branch, and that's not good because, you know, we have to have respect for the different branches. Like, Donald Trump's not allowed to have an opinion. But the way the media presented this story, because most people, they don't dig deeper. They don't know anything. They're just watching, the news, NBC or the USA Today, watching. They don't know anything. So the way the media edited the story, they didn't put the part in where he read the statute. They only had the part in where he says a bad high school student would understand this. And he talked about how the judiciary was very biased. Which, again, conservatives have been talking about that for years. Activist judges. So as I watched it last night, I thought to myself, they cut out the part where he actually reads the law, and they just put in the part where he talks about a bad high school student would understand this. Anyway, let me just play this for you. Because it works. And it's very clear what he says, and because he's basically reading the law. Okay, listen. I want you to listen to this.
Certainly, then probably 100% of the people in this room, I'd like to almost know, does anybody disagree when I read this?
Okay. So, sorry about that, because this thing just kicked me out here. But I am going to play this for you. I just left the internet. Anyway, so Trump gets up there, and he starts reading the law. And again, the law is very clear. It's 8 U.S.C. 1182. In fact, I've read it. So he gets up there. He reads the law. Let me see if I can get this to play here. Here we go. There you go. Give me 1 second here. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Certainly, then probably 100% of the people in this room, I'd like to almost know, does anybody disagree when I read this? But I'm going to read what's in dispute, what's in question. And you'll see this. It's INA 212F 8 USC 1182F. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Okay, now, this isn't just me. This is for Obama, for Ronald Reagan, for the president. And this was done, very importantly, for security, something you people know more about than all of us. It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully. So just listen. Here's what it says. This is what they're arguing. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens, okay, the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens, so any aliens, any class of aliens, into the United States. So the entry of people into the United States, let's say, just to be precise, of aliens into the United States. So any time, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, right?
So if I find as president that a person or a group of people.
Got it? So he read this, okay? And he's a slam dunk here. Just as I've said before. This isn't that nuanced here. It's very simple here. And so, did the media play that part? No. They only played the part when he said, even a bad high school student would understand this, based on the law. He's right. He's right. Okay? And what's great about this is he ignores the lawyers and the legal speak, and he goes right to the people. And in this case, the people who actually enforce the law, the Sheriff's Association, to explain what it is he's trying to do. And of course, the media and the left, they didn't play that part. So they created a whole, basically, fake news story. That's what this is, the fake news story. And by the way, you know, everybody's talking about Trump and his lack of respect for the judiciary. Where was the outrage from the press when Obama attacked the Supreme Court at a State of the Union speech in 2010? Talking about Citizens United. Literally looked right at the Supreme Court at the State of the Union address and talked about the State of the Union. I'm sorry, talked about Citizens United. Oh, the press clapped that. They loved that. They applauded that. Hypocrites. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, loose, get a little spotlight. This is something that you know to change the weather. With a cattle side and cough and nice, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Edward, I'm starting to wonder if Donald's got to lay off a little bit of the Twitter. The news today really should start being about the economic turnaround. I mean, if you look back, just let's take a few steps back. In November, the carrier pledges to create 1,000 new jobs. In December, Sprint and OneWeb announces it's creating and saving 8,000 jobs in America. And January, GM pledges $1 billion in manufacturing to create 1,500 new jobs. All of that, you don't hear anybody talking about that today, or taking a look at what he has done. Instead, we're stuck on Donald Trump's, what he's tweeting about in terms of Blumenthal and so forth. So I'm starting to think that somebody in the Trump administration needs to tell the president that, you know, you're doing some very good things for this country, but the story is not getting told. And Twitter might be one of the problems. He's got to start to think about what he tweets out.
You know, I'm going to push back on you, Tim, here. I disagree totally, because I think that the media wouldn't report that anyway, because there are accomplishments of the presidency. And I think the fact that he tweets is genius. Because he circumvents the media, he puts out his narrative. The fact that he can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and put out a tweet, I think is genius. And he uses the platform like no one has. And look, referring to the Blumenthal thing, you know what? He called him out. And he said, look, check Blumenthal's record in Vietnam. In fact, let me just play this for you real quick. I just want to play this.
Very much. Thank you. You misrepresented his comments.
I have to ask you what your thoughts were, sir.
His comments were misrepresented. And what you should do is ask Senator Blumenthal about his Vietnam record that didn't exist after years of saying it did. So ask Senator Blumenthal about his Vietnam record. He misrepresented that, just like he misrepresented Judge Gorsuch. Thank you all very much.
See, Tim, I got to tell you, that's why Dude, it's awesome. Look, you're laughing because it's hilarious.
Well, I'm laughing because you're right. You know, Blumenthal is the wrong person to say this, but the comments that have since been verified by or, you know, substantiated by another congressman.
By who? Kelly Ayotte?
Yes.
She's a never-Trumper, dude. Wait. She's a never-Trumper. She hated Trump. And by the way, she lost. Why? Because she was a never-Trumper. So Kelly Ayotte is the same to me as Richard Blumenthal. Who is she, Kelly Ayotte? She's a loser.
But we haven't seen, you know, have the judge come out and say what he said then, instead of, you know, not saying anything. But here's another thing to think about. I thought about this, Edward, and I was thinking, well, maybe this is part of Donald Trump's strategy, because it does seem to work in favor of all of a sudden you have a Supreme Court justice that he might have just won some Democrat votes right now because he stood up to Trump. And maybe that's the whole plan. It's a possibility that should not be overlooked in terms of the strategy of Trump having him come out there and basically putting saying, look, he's an independent thinker. He just won a lot of support among Democrats, whether you believe this story or not.
Well, I agree. Look, I think once again, Trump is, you know, could he possibly be an evil genius? Yeah, maybe.
But that's the one tweet that did come out, though, that I thought was questionable was his Nordstrom tweet, using his Twitter, POTUS Twitter handle, basically, to take that tweet on Nordstrom. That is some gray area. And those are the types of things that I think, you know, right now, Kellyanne basically got slapped around a little bit today and saying, look, you can't do what you just said, try to promote a brand, you know, while you're working, you know, for the government. So she got, Spicer came out and basically sanctioned, said, you know, what she did was wrong. So I'm curious on your thoughts, you know.
But
like a father defending the daughter. But
okay, but it's out there. Yeah, but look, but it's out there, okay? So it was effective because it's out there, okay? It was, I mean, think about it. In terms of communication, in terms of getting the messaging out, it was effective because people were talking about it. And let's be honest here. This whole thing with Nordstrom, okay, because I've talked to some people about this. I've talked to some women about this. And they tell me that her fashion line. Well, first of all, her fashion line, there's a lot of women that like her fashion line. It's affordable. It's quality. And I find it to be a little coinky dinky. That you have all these retailers coming out as malls are dying, literally dying all over the country. Retail is dying. I find it just highly suspect that you have all these retail stores the same day saying that they want to pull her stuff. It's all political, okay? It's all it is. So, again, I don't have a problem with him doing what he's doing. You know, Tim, and look, and I just want to preface this by saying I love you. But I think what happens is when you're in D.C., and look, and you're not the typical inside the Beltway bubble guy, and I will preface that, okay? But sometimes I think what happens is when you're in D.C., you start listening to all those voices, and you know, it's tough to get away from that, I think.
Well, I would say in the Nordstrom situation, that's a gray area when you're starting to take on a business to that sense, where he just went a few weeks ago that he was separating family businesses and so forth. I think there's a difference for him to defend your daughter, and that Twitter account should be used for the White House, not for his personal agenda against what happened to his daughter. You know, privately, fine, go ahead and do that. By the way, Nordstrom's stock went up today, too, so it really did not affect them either way, which was interesting. But I just think there's a different way as a parent, you have to separate it. As a parent, you have to separate your job as a president. I think I want to call him out on that. I think that one tweet probably should not have been done, just as the White House now says that Kellyanne should have not been promoting Ivanka's brand on television and saying, go buy her product.
And yet, I think that resonates with his base. And I think that people are going to maybe look at the brand now and go, really? Okay, well, I'm not going to go to Nordstrom's anymore. I'm going to boycott Nordstrom's. I mean, I think it's effective, you know, regardless of whether, you know, you or I think it's good or not. I think it's very effective marketing, and he uses it, you know, he uses it very effectively, I have to say.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say if it's a strategy completely in what he's doing with the Twitter. I just think sometimes somebody should be telling him, look, this is not what you want to send out.
Who's going to tell him that, Tim?
Nobody.
Exactly.
No one is going to tell him that. I mean, what he said about McCain recently, too, on the battle with John McCain on the brave Navy SEAL. It's tough to McCain had some really sharp words today on the Hill in reference to the president in terms of that particular mission was a successful or not. Now, you and I don't know because we haven't seen the intelligence material that was they obtained from that particular mission. But McCain pointed out specifically, look, you can still be, you know, a hero and so forth by serving the country, dying for the country, and the mission can still fail. But for Donald Trump to come out and basically kind of go after McCain again, I'm just not sure that fits well with veterans, Edward. What do you think?
You know what? Listen, there's a reason why McCain is known as the songbird, okay? Okay? His fellow veterans can't stand the guy. So, I mean, again, John McCain, really? Come on. The songbird, okay?
There are some people out there that still respect him and what he did in Vietnam. So,
I just have to tell you, in the rest of the country or in Arizona, he's known as the songbird. Okay, and there's a reason why. And if people don't know that, Google it. John McCain, songbird. Okay, that's all I have to say about John McCain.
But you know, I'll tell you what. From the press standpoint, he's keeping us busy. 4 o'clock in the morning.
I love it. All right, Tim. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
All right,
Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. We'll be back. The madness and the mayhem. And yes, the manhood returns in a moment.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.